What's up and good morning. There's a clock behind me. I don't know if you can see that. It's 6:42 in the morning. I have been awake since probably 4:30 in the morning. Nothing new. I don't tell you that to brag about the time that I've been up, but realistically, I've been up because I've been working for the last 2 hours before I go out and I coach for probably the majority of the day. The reason I'm making this video this morning is I have seen a lot of messages being put out there by people in the fitness industry that have come out and said, hey, here's things to remember to be nice to yourself. Remember that if you miss that workout, it's okay, there's going to be more. And that if you cheat on your diet for a day, it's okay, you need to forget it and move on forward. And not every day needs to be high intense, and it doesn't always have to be max effort, you know, and some days just getting in is enough. And yes, that's good. And allowing yourself that kind of like that grace, I think, is important at times. But I think that who that message goes to is also important. Because being in the fitness industry myself, if I were to send that message out to a brand new client that has spent the last 37 years of their life giving themselves messages like, it's okay if you don't go, it's okay if you miss that that chicken and broccoli meal and instead you go out to eat, it's okay if you have chocolate and wine and 7 beers tonight, just forgive yourself. Well, sometimes forgiving yourself is what got you in this position to begin with. So be very careful when you find fitness professionals that are saying these things out there or giving yourself these same excuses. Not everything is forgivable, and sometimes we just need to say, you know what, maybe we just need to harden up a little bit, and it's not okay that we skip a healthy meal. It's not okay that maybe we're going out to eat 4 times a week, and it's not okay that we skip workouts, and hold yourself more accountable for those things, and maybe that guilt that you feel when you do mess up, and you do miss that workout, or you do overindulge, or you do go out and get drunk with your buddies, or you do go empty your bank account on booze at the bar some night, is healthy, because that guilt drives you to be better. And I know this is going to be a hard pill to swallow, but I'm not out here to tell you, hey, no, it's okay, you know, skip that last set, I know you're tired. No, do the last set, because if you don't close that loop that you decided you were going to do, then you're giving yourself permission to do that over and over and over again, and it's exactly the mindset and exactly the situation that got you where you are now if you're not where you want to be and you want to be better. So stop making excuses for yourself. Stop allowing other people out there to make excuses for you and go out and do the work. And it's okay. And it sucks. A lot of times it sucks. It sucks getting up super early. It's the dead of winter here in upstate New York, and it's probably like, I don't know, 20 degrees outside, and everything was covered in ice. I had to spend an extra 10 minutes scraping ice off the window, and it sucks. But you know what? I got up at 4:30 anyway, 3 hours before it gets light out, because we only see the light like, I don't know, 7 hours a day, if the light could be called light gray, whatever. It sucks. And it would be way easier to just miss this day, way easier to stay in bed and sleep in. And it's cold and I want comfort food and maybe I want to go like have a glass of whiskey or do, but you know what, I'm not doing those things because comfort leads to the exact things that people don't want in life. Being overweight, being lazy, being out of shape, being weak, not fulfilling their goals, not fulfilling the things and the promises that they made to themselves or people around them. So embrace discomfort, stop making excuses, and stop allowing other people to make excuses for you, and stop listening to those people, because anything you look for, you can find. And if you're looking for the kind of people that give you permission to not work hard, you're going to find it, and that's the voice you're going to listen to. But if you find people like me and other people that are saying, like, F that permission, you do not have permission to go easy, you do not have permission to take your foot off the gas, then you should go out there and you should grind and accept it. It's going to be difficult, it's going to be tough, but you don't have permission to just say, you know what, this weekend, fuck it, I'm just going to go ahead and go out and just party because I deserve that. That's cognitive dissonance. It kicks in and your mind says, you know what, you're a grown man, Ryan. If you want to go out and have chips and booze this weekend and just eat cake, you can do that. Yeah, you know what? I probably can, but it's going to make me fat. It's not going to make me strong. It's going to keep me weak, and then it's going to make it easier to make those decisions later on. So grind a little harder, and the day that you decide that you want to give yourself a break, wait until the next day. Spend one more day with your foot on the gas, and then I almost guarantee that that momentum is going to drive you through further. That's my message for today. Look at that, 5 minutes of me talking at you. If you feel offended or attacked, good, use it. Have a great day.